radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives.
This is P.K. Subban of the Nashville Predators.
This is Philip Forsberg of the Nashville Predators.
Hi, this is Pete Weber, the Nashville Predators. Welcome to Smashville.
Now, broadcasting live from high atop the WNSR Broadcasting Tower. And against all better judgment, it's time for Predneck Nation Radio.
Everybody loves the soldiers until they come home and stop fighting.
The Renegades of Puck are ready to take you on an all-skate around the NHL with all the news and updates you need.
Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
And now, here's your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Saulnier.
It's time for another episode of Predneck Nation Radio. That's right, it's a Predneck Takeover of Nashville Sports Radio. I am your host and Captain Crazy Charlie Saulnier, and it is a first-place game day in Smashville. As the Winnipeg Jets are here in Nashville, just the second meeting of the season between these two Central Division rivals. Winnipeg currently sits in first place after 46 games played, 30 wins, 14 losses, 2 overtime losses, 62 points. Nashville Predators have played 2 more games than Winnipeg, and they are a record of 28-16-4. That's good for 60 points. At home, the Preds are 16-7-0. On the road, Winnipeg is 12-8-0. That means the Jets are more vulnerable on the road than you might expect. This Winnipeg Jets team has scored 160 goals on the season. Here to talk to me about this game tonight, all the Renegades of Puck are in the trench. Mastrodamus in the second period, Felder in the third period. The Ultimate Predator is going to get you all fired up. And well, me, I'm your host and Captain Crazy Charlie Saulnier. Welcome in. You can always check us out on Twitter at Predneck Nation. You can always find us on Facebook. And of course, in an on-demand world, you can always listen to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Thank you so much for tuning in live on WNSR 560 AM 95.9 FM, and also welcome our brand new I-24 corridor signal, 107.9 from Smyrna all the way down through Murfreesboro and 103.9 in Drakesboro, Kentucky. Welcome in, everybody. This is, of course, Predneck Nation Radio. Very much looking forward to this game tonight as the Nashville Predators have an opportunity to tie the Winnipeg Jets for first place in the Central Division. This is a powerhouse Winnipeg Jets team. When you look at their rankings, third in the league on the power play, 11th on the penalty kill, goals for, they are 6th at 3.46 in goals against. They are also 6th in the league at 2.78. In their last 5 on the 8th of January, it was a 7-4 win versus Colorado, then a 3-2 loss at Minnesota on the 10th, back-to-backs, then the 11th, a 4-2 win versus Detroit, the 13th, it was a 4-3 overtime win versus Anaheim, most recently on Tuesday, it was a 4-1 win versus Vegas. That means Winnipeg swept their home series of 3 games. Next up, the Jets are Saturday in Dallas. They have a couple of injuries on this Winnipeg Jets team. Bufflin is out on the defense. He is on IR. Also on the defense, Ben Sherratt. He is listed as day-to-day. Nick Ehlers on left wing. He is on injured reserve. He is out for the Nashville Predators. That injured reserve list suddenly getting very short as Kyle Turris, which has been on IR for 2+ weeks now. We have no update on him, but he is still out of the lineup. Mika Silimaki also on injured reserve. For the Nashville Predators tonight, the Winnipeg Jets, the second of 3 on this homestand. Florida on Saturday, Monday in Colorado, Wednesday at Vegas, and then your All-Star break. The Preds come back from the All-Star break with back-to-backs on the 1st and the 2nd of February in Florida, and then versus Dallas back here at Bridgestone Arena. The Preds NHL ranks, well, you know that the special teams have been bad. The power play all the way down to 28th in the league. Penalty kill is 18th. Goals for, they are at 11th right right now at 3.15 goals against, second in the league, 2.56, which this is one of the first times that the Preds have fallen out of the number one spot in the NHL for goals against by a team on this season. These two teams won't meet again until March. The first in Winnipeg, and then the 23rd in Winnipeg. I bet those 4 points won't be incredibly important. Do you guys remember the first time these two teams played this year? It was in the very beginning of the season. It was all the way back on October the 11th. The Preds did get a 3-0 shutout against the Winnipeg Jets. Pekka was in net, made 29 saves. Hartman had a goal and assist. Yossi had a goal. Johansson also had a goal in that game. And the Nashville Predators played one very, very crisp hockey game. Looking forward to this one tonight. When you talk about Winnipeg, you know, led statistically by Blake Wheeler, 46 games played, 51 assists. He has 60 total points on the season. Deadly and lethal on the power play, 21 assists on the season, and you know he is absolutely looking to set up Patrick Laine, who after 46 games played has 25 goals on the season. Kyle Connor has 18 goals on the season, always plays good against the Preds. Mark Scheifele, who also always plays good against the Preds, 25 goals, 33 assists, 58 points. This is a top-heavy team, and they are very good on that first line. The Preds need to avoid at all cost getting in a special teams battle tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Of course, Winnipeg also brings Connor Hellebuck in net tonight. 35 games played, 20-13-1 on the season, a 2.87 goals against average, 908 save percentage, and he'll go up against Pekka Rinne, who's 17-11-3, a 2.43 goals against average, and a 915 save percentage. These two goaltenders have gotten after each other quite a bit in the last three seasons. Preds led in scoring by Ryan Johansson after 48 games played. 8 goals and 34 assists. That's good for 42 points. 11 power play assists. For as bad as the power play has been, Ryan Johansson, actually a nice number right there on the power play. Matthias Ekholm with his incredible streak lately, 47 games played on the season, 30 assists now, 36 points, and he is headed for easily a career year in every statistical category. Roman Yossi, third on the team in scoring, 27 assists, 34 total points. Forsberg, 18 goals. Smith, 14. Arvidsson, 17. Sissons, 10. Bonino, 11. Nashville Predators suddenly getting a couple of more players in double-digit scoring, and that's making things look just a little bit better on the offensive side of things as far as statistics go. Or one of the reasons that the Nashville Predators statistics are suddenly looking a lot better is because of the game against the Washington Capitals Tuesday night at Bridgestone Arena. We were worried about a couple of different factors. The Nashville Predators having a long road trip hangover. Washington, a bit of a revenge factor for the New Year's Eve game, and even falling into the old trap game theory of looking ahead towards the Winnipeg Jets. So let's see how this game would work out against the Caps. Your line combinations: Forsberg, Johansson, and Arvidsson. Sissons, Bonino, and Watson. Move there by the coaching staff to put that line up second to go directly up against Alexander Ovechkin. Fiala, Yarncroak, and Smith. Hartman, Goudreau, and Grimaldi. Yossi, Subban, Ekholm, Ellis, Ham, Hughes, Weber. This is the new D pairs that we started talking about from practice. Juuse Saros got the start in net against the Caps. 17 seconds into the game, you know it, there's Victor Arvidsson. He's got the first shot on goal for the Nashville Predators. Copley bobbles it, but he's able to get the whistle, and there's some foreshadowing right there. 1:13, Subban stick check breaks up a scoring chance in the slot. At 3:45, Victor Arvidsson picks up his 15th goal of the season. Alex Ovechkin turned the puck over in the offensive zone. Ekholm makes a great stretch pass, which springs Arvidsson for a breakaway, and you know he's finishing this one off. The Preds got a 1-0 lead at 4:01. Saros is making a big save on Backstrom's backhand, and then at 10:33, Nick Bonino picks up his 10th goal of the season as Sissons outworks and uses jam in the neutral zone to get the puck and get a 2-on-1 with Bonino. Pass to Bonino for an easy finish right here. Predators, a 2-0 lead midway through the first period. At 16:15, Juuse Saros makes a big save on Wilson after Sissons' turnover with a lazy cross-zone clearing attempt. not what you would expect for Colton Sissons right there. A bad play all the way around. UC Soros bails the Preds out. 1832, UC Soros makes a save on Niskanen through good traffic. 1957, UC Soros gets caught out of the net after he fails at a clearing attempt, and it's intercepted by Ovechkin. He makes the pass to Wilson. Nick Bonino, with a stick check at just the right moment, lifts Wilson's stick and takes the puck, preventing the Washington Capitals from what would have been surely an empty net goal with 3 seconds left in the first period. We go to the end of the first period. Preds out shooting Washington 9-8. 1:21 into the second. Victor Arvidsson's on the board again. Now he's got 16 on the season, and the Preds have a 3-0 lead as Josi has a hard forecheck. He starts the puck moving along the wall. PK Subban ultimately gets the shot from the point, and it is tipped home by Victor Arvidsson at 1:50. Varane is going to the box. 2 minutes for slashing. Forsberg drives the net hard. Save. Some decent possession for the Preds, but zero shots on goal. 5:19. Wilson hits the post after recovering a loose puck in the low slot off of Ham Hughes' skate. It was almost another Ham Hughesian disaster. At 6:01, PK Subban's going to the box. 2 minutes for tripping. Ovechkin gets his one-timer from the spot, but it is stopped by Soros. But shortly after, Backstrom, he's got the Caps on the board, cutting the Preds lead to 3-1. Carlson shot, pass, and it is redirected by Backstrom from the side of the crease. UC Soros had absolutely no chance on this one. 9:23, Carlson hits the post from the high slot. 11:15, Soros makes a save on Kuznetsov from in close. And 11:41, Kelly Yarncroke going to the box. 2 minutes for interference, but Victor Arvidsson out there on the PK, giving all and picking up a hat trick with a shorthanded goal, his 17th of the season. The Preds now a 4-1 lead. Victor Arvidsson and Johansson stand up at the blue line, forcing a turnover. Johansson makes the dive, pushes the puck forward to Arvidsson so he can take off, and there goes Victor Arvidsson on the breakaway for the hat trick, and he's finished this one off easily. And it's a shame that the Washington Capitals didn't call up any goaltenders, because right about now is when you'd like to give Copley the hook and save him and get him out of this game. With a 4-1 lead at 14:57, Rocco Grimaldi's got his fourth of the season. He goes backhand spinorama off the rush in what is easily one of the sickest goals of the season. And you gotta just love Rocco Grimaldi quickly becoming one of the fan favorites here in Nashville. 5-1 lead for the Nashville Predators. 16:08, Watson, Wilson, 5 minutes each. Watson takes the L in the first round of that fight. 17:05, Kuznetsov goes to the box. 2 minutes for tripping. One shot on goal for the Preds. Not a whole lot happening out there. 19:55, Nick Bonino shuts the door on this game and gives the Preds a 6-1 lead with his second of the game. Yarncroke wins a battle along the wall, moves the puck to Ekholm, and the shot is deflected by Bonino. Great hands in front of the net, and it was clear the Washington Capitals weren't ready to play out the end of this period, and the Predators took advantage of it, and now they'll go into the third period leading 6-1, out shooting the Caps 20-18. 4:54, Carlson goes to the box. 2 minutes for slashing. Good possession for the Preds, but nothing going on the inside of the zone. 7:56, Yarncroke's got his eighth of the season. He stops the clearing attempt with his skate. Kevin Fiala pushes the loose puck right back to him, and then Yarncroke snipes from the high slot, giving the Preds a 7-1 lead. 7:56, Washington picks up a bench minor. This is exactly after the goal was scored on sportsmanlike conduct. One of the players threw a stick out onto the ice, got himself a 10-minute misconduct, a game misconduct. He's out of there. Nothing doing for the Preds on the power play, even though this is a perfect opportunity to be out there experimenting with the power play and trying to actually figure some things out against NHL competition in a meaningless 7-1 situation late in the third period. 13:41, UC Soros, he's still playing out there, makes a strong reaction save. 15:24, Subban and Wilson, they get into a scrum. Ovechkin chirps, a couple misconducts are handed out, and we move on. 15:46, Arvidsson just misses getting his fourth as he hits the post, and then at 16:11, TJ Oshie finishes off an odd man rush, giving the Washington Capitals their second goal of the game. Preds now lead 7-2. At 18:58, Kuznetsov goes to the box. 2 minutes for Schlag. splashing just for fun before the end of the game. And the Predators close this thing out at home 7-2. Shots on goal 29-28 in favor of the Preds. It was a complete and total domination of the Washington Capitals from start to finish. Nothing of the factors we discussed. There was no road hangover. There was no trap game. There was no revenge factor for the Capitals. And since New Year's Eve, the Nashville Predators have two victories over the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals and have scored a total of 13 goals against them. We've got Mastrodamas coming up in the second period. We've got Felder coming up in the third period. You know who's here right now to get you all fired up for a first place matchup tonight at Bridgestone Arena? Well, hell yeah, it's the Ultimate Predator.
Predneck Nation! What is going on out there in my land of Smashville? Woo! Let me tell you something, Charlie. Tonight, last night, tomorrow night, every night so far, when we dropped the puck in Smashville and we showed the Capitals who their daddy is one more time, this party has been going nonstop. Woo, baby! It has been an incredible run since the other night, and we got those goals and we showed them in Washington exactly what a real party looks like. Woo, baby! We didn't just say, hey, welcome to Smashville. It's been nice having you here, but we're gonna go take those 2 points and head on home. No way, baby! That's not enough for us. We gotta show them how it's done in Smashville, and we gotta show them exactly what a real party looks like. Woo, baby! And when you party in Smashville, that's right, you throw an RV party! Woo! And that hat trick was gorgeous from that little guy, Arvidsson, one of the smallest guys on the team with the biggest heart and the biggest go. Woo! I can't believe what I saw when I saw that. That was absolutely incredible, baby. And speaking of incredible, Charlie. Oh, baby. How about my boy, Rocco Grimaldi, with the spinorama and the whoopsie daisy and the what the hell was that? And oh, my brother, what a goal that was. Spinning around defenders like he was standing still. Woo, baby. That's how we do it in Smashville. And tonight, oh, baby, tonight the momentum is just going to keep on rolling. And we're going to get that steamroller chugging as we welcome in the Atlanta Thrashers. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. The Winnipeg Jets, who may have had our number last year, but right now momentum is on our side. We've got the power, we've got the steam, we've got everything rolling right now with this team and this franchise. Did you see what happened, Charlie? I can't believe it. The party's going, the bottles are popping. You can't keep these Crocs down, baby. Woo! This is a million-dollar franchise, and I am feeling gold. Woo, baby! So, Winnipeg, what you gonna do? I said, what you gonna do when the power and the franchise of Nashville Predators run wild on you? Smashville? Woo! Holla if you hear me. And that's the bottom line, because the Ultimate Predator said so.
Hi, this is Victor Arvidsson of the Nashville Predators. You're listening to Predneck Nation Radio.
Welcome back in, Predneck Nation Radio, a Predneck takeover of Nashville Sports Radio. Remember, you can always check us out on Twitter at Predneck Nation. Appreciate you listening live on game days at 5, encore presentations at 6, after the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show, and thanks to our good friend Jay Hinson, also in the afternoons. Here to talk to you about all things Nashville Predators hockey, he is, of course, the starting goaltender of Predneck Nation, and you can find him all season long right here on Predneck Nation Radio on Twitter at GreekGoalie35. He's always up for the interaction when it comes to talking pucks. He is, of course, Mastrodamas. How you doing today, my friend?
Charlie, doing well. I said it'd be a wild game on Tuesday, but I didn't expect that.
You were spot on. That's why you're a man so far ahead in the future. You tell us what's going to happen each and every show. Victor Arvidsson, he brought us back from break right there. Mastrodamas, 24 games played on the season, 17 goals, 7 assists. That's a point per game average at 24 points. And since coming back from injury, I don't think anyone has looked more impressive out there on the ice. He went 3 goals in just over 30 minutes of play against the defending Stanley Cup champions, including a sweet shorthanded goal.
Victor, obviously, just incredible what he does out there. I mean, yeah, you get the breakaway, a great feed by Matias Ekholm, you know, 120-foot pass, hits him right on the tape, gets him in stride. He beats Copley over the pad, under the glove the first time. Then the deflection, too, probably the best one out of the group. just skates by. Subban is taking a shot from the point, a wrist shot, because if Subban takes a slap shot, he's not going to get that shot past the defender about to get in his face. Takes the wrist shot, and Arvidsson skates by and doesn't screen Phoenix. He just gets there just in the nick of time to get his stick on it and deflect it from about chest high between Copley's legs for the goal. Just remarkable job by him, hand-eye coordination to deflect that puck, just skating, redirecting that five-hole. And then, of course, the shorthanded breakaway. I mean, great effort by him. He sort of initiated the turnover. Johansson finished it, and, of course, the diving feed to get it over to Arvidsson. And just a very subtle move. And I can't tell you how frustrating it is for a goaltender when a guy does that. When they come in, they deke forehand, they go backhand, and the subtle little barely touch of the puck to beat you five-hole just as you open up the legs to go to the backhand on that far post. And just frustrating night for Phoenix Copley, but Victor Arvidsson pulled off the hat trick and really made it look easy.
Had multiple opportunities, as a matter of fact, to get his fourth, including hitting a post. And when he was chirped by one of the Caps defensemen, he responded, "Stop me." And that's how I feel every time. And I think, you know, that's exactly what happened to Kevin Fiala at practice the other day. Nick Bonino, you know, I've been real critical. I've been hard on this dude. But two goals in this game, including one of the sweetest deflections you've seen all season long. And it's hard to be tough on a guy when he's got two goals in a game on only four shots on net. Also chipped in 20-33 of time on ice, being moved up to the second line. Mastrodamas, tough night on faceoffs. I can forgive it this time because he completely shut down Alexander Ovechkin in his line.
That's one of those things where Bonino, Watson, that group will get there against a super line, so to speak, and go out there and just for the simple purpose of shutting the other team's top line. But when you chip in a couple of goals, it's a bonus. Obviously, the two-on-one, the Preds had two-on-ones aplenty in that first period in particular, and he finished that one off. The deflection at the end of the second period basically was the icing on the cake for the evening. But Nick Bonino, yeah, we've been harsh on him. I think it was the last show I just said Colton Sissons has leapfrogged Nick Bonino as far as the depth chart down the middle of the lineup at center. And here comes Nick Bonino. I'll score two goals. I'm good. I'll be just fine where I'm at. So great effort by him. And, of course, the play of the night really for him was stopping a hated Tom Wilson from getting an empty net goal at the end of the first period. That puck goes in with a couple seconds left in the first period. We don't know what this game looks like because Washington was dangerous. They hit several posts on the night. We don't know how the night goes, but lifting up Tom Wilson's stick at the end of the first period there to prevent a goal, perfect timing by him. And, again, that's part of the reason Nick Bonino is in the lineup is to play defense, and remarkable job by him to prevent that goal.
Tom Wilson was a wrecking ball out there at Bridgestone Arena. He was hitting everything, everywhere, at every opportunity, and just missed scoring into an empty net right there. Absolutely awesome play by Nick Bonino on the back check. Rocco Grimaldi picks up a goal on the backhand spinorama, and I got to tell you, Mastrodamas, just the same way Victor Arvidsson became a fan favorite here in Nashville, Rocco Grimaldi is very quickly taking that same path, and it's just awesome to watch this dude out there. He gives you everything he's got every time he's out there on the ice. He only played 9:15 the other night, but incredibly effective.
The pickup of the season, really, for David Poile to get Rocco Grimaldi in there, and he's not going anywhere. I don't care when healthy bodies come back. He's going to be in the lineup. There's going to be other guys that miss out. I mean, the move he makes, too, we talk about Saros and Rene, their edge work all the time. He goes in full speed ahead and doesn't seem like he misses any beat with his speed and pulls off a complete spinorama and just wicked backhand. I mean, he gets a lot of force on that backhand in motion like that with a defender on him. This guy just, like I said it before, he's a poor man's Arvidsson. We've seen what he does out there. Obviously, the smallest guy out, but you tell him that because he goes out there and gives it his best. He hits anything that moves, and he's an absolute little miniature freight train out there when he has the puck. I mean, everything he does is with a purpose. You never see him out there lollygagging. He's out there skating his ass off. And you know what? When you're that size, you need to do that to stay in the lineup.
Four goals, four assists on the season for Grimaldi. He survived an open ice hit by Shea Weber, where he was absolutely devastated, got right back up like you would expect, and he's got the perfect example on the first line in Victor Arvidsson to follow right after, and it looks like those two are hitting it off just fantastically as teammates. Juuse Saros, he got the start the other night, Mastrodamas, and he's been on fire as of late. It looks like just like last season. He's recovered from that 1 month 4-month slump this year. It did not require any conditioning assignments in Milwaukee. Gives up 2 goals in this game, 26 out of 28. The first on a power play. What a sick redirect right there. There's nothing he can do on that one. And then the second goal was an odd man rush in garbage time at the end of the game. And I'm not really going to fault anyone on this one. Talk to me about UC Saros' performance the other night.
Spectacular, really. I mean, early on in that game, especially when the game is obviously in doubt, finding the puck through traffic. I mean, Washington did a good job getting guys in front to try and take his eyes away. But Saros tracking the puck incredibly well, as he has been last probably handful of starts that he's been out there. Sensational job. I mean, under 1 goals against average in the last 5 starts, 970 save percentages. I mean, that's ridiculous numbers, even by the best goaltenders across the league, to have over that period of time. You see that maybe over 2 or 3, but to do it over 5 or 6 games, really sensational job by him. Very young goaltenders, when they struggle early on in the season, could derail their whole season. Saros showing that he's also mentally strong, as well as a guy who's eventually going to take over the reins of Pecorine in the future.
That was his 11th victory of the season, and the numbers starting to look a lot more respectable after they had kind of ballooned up. 2.58 goals against and a 9.10 save percentage with 2 shutouts on the season. Mastrodamus, first place on the line tonight in the Central Division. We know we're going to see Pekarene versus Connor Hellebuck. We've seen these two Vezina finalists, and Pekarene now a Vezina Trophy winner, go after each other a lot over the last 3 seasons. Please preview tonight's outstanding matchup at Bridgestone Arena between the Winnipeg Jets, the Nashville Predators, and discuss your goaltenders.
It's definitely going to be a playoff atmosphere, as it always is when these two teams get together. Obviously a ton of high-end talent from Winnipeg. Shifley, Wheeler, Laine, Connor. I mean, even with injuries in their lineup to Ehlers and guys like that, just elite-level talent on this Winnipeg roster. Winnipeg is what Dallas is striving to be, and they can't become Winnipeg. As far as the goaltenders go, said it last season, you know, those are two of the three Vezina finalists, and every game was high scoring. So you just never know. That's the kind of talent offensively that both these teams possess. It's going to be physical, and the Preds looking to get back into first place. Look for a penalty box to be filled up, as it usually is with these two teams. Physical, fast hockey, high talent all across the board. It's going to be a great night in Bridgestone. If you're going to go to one game this season, this is the one to go to.
And this is the final time that the Winnipeg Jets will be here in the regular season. 2 more meetings, both of them in March and both of them in Winnipeg. He's a man so far ahead in the future. He's told you everything that's going to happen tonight at Bridgestone Arena. He is, of course, Mastrodamus on Twitter at GreekGoalie35. You can hear him all season long right here in the second period of Predneck Nation Radio. Mastrodamus, thank you so much. I'll be talking to you Saturday morning.
Always a pleasure. Let's do it again Saturday.
That's Mastrodamus right there. The Ultimate Predator has got you absolutely all fired up. And we've got Felder still. He's up next right here on Predneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Matthias Ekholm of the Nashville Predators. Welcome to Smashville.
Welcome back in Predneck Nation Radio. I'm your host and Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier. Mastrodamus in the second period. The Ultimate Predator got you all fired up. Now it's time for Brandon Felder here in the third period. On Twitter, you can find him at Brandon_Felder. He is the OG of hockey coverage when it comes to radio coverage of the Nashville Predators here on Nashville Sports Radio. And he joins me right now to talk Winnipeg Jets versus Nashville Predators tonight at Bridgestone Arena. How are you doing today, Brandon?
Doing great. I'm ready to see a heavyweight matchup tonight.
I sure am ready to see number one and number two get after each other tonight at Bridgestone Arena. These two teams have had a good, healthy, robust rivalry for the last couple of seasons, which wrapped up, unfortunately, for the home team tonight in a Game 7 loss in the second round of the playoffs last year. No doubt that they are probably headed for another playoff series this year. You heard Matthias Ekholm bringing us back from break right there. And Brandon, on the season now, Matthias Ekholm, 47 games played, 6 goals, 30 assists, 36 points. He's a plus 21. And just the other night, he picks up two more assists. He's been absolutely on fire as of late. I hate that it's taken an offensive streak to get people talking about how great this player is, because I think he's the tower of power and the total package, and he has been for quite some time for the Predators, and it is great to see him finally coming into his own out there and being one of the best players on the ice. He's going to hit career highs in virtually every statistical metric this year.
Yeah, having a career year, and like you said, it is a little unfortunate that it takes the offensive numbers for him to get some notoriety outside of Nashville, but those of us that have been following him for a while and have been watching him for years know that he's just one of those very, very consistent players, especially defensively, and now it just so happens that some of the offense is just kicking along for him, where he's scoring a little bit more goals than he has in the past, and you know, the assists are always nice, but that also requires somebody else to bury the puck, so far that's been happening for him too. So all in all, I thought, you know, this is just kind of what we've come to expect from Mattias Ekholm, and you know, he's in a season that he should be really enjoying, but you know, it's okay if that's what it takes to get some notoriety. That's fine by me. Whatever it takes for people to recognize his contributions and the fact that he's a player that is just, I've heard others say, very, very difficult to play against. He wears you down, he wears you out. So all good things from him, and I thought the other night he looked very, very comfortable with Ryan Ellis as the D pair, and they've played plenty of times before in the past, so it looked really good.
He's a complete hockey player, and he's my all-star. Brandon, I want to get right into tonight's heavyweight matchup. And when you talk about one thing the Preds want to avoid, I think they want to stay out of the penalty box, because this is a special teams powerhouse and a very top-heavy team. The Winnipeg Jets, third in the league on the power play, 11th on the penalty kill. And the Preds' numbers, of course, we know, 28th on the power play, 18th on the penalty kill. They've tried, supposedly, some different things, but it's just not working out, and it appears it's just not going to work out this season. But for the Nashville Predators, I think tonight a critical point is for them to avoid letting the Winnipeg Jets have too much power play time.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to keep things 5-on-5, and I think if you really go back to last year and the playoffs, I felt like that was a big factor into what swings things towards the Winnipeg Jets, is just the special teams play for what Winnipeg does. And you know, they're very well coached in those areas, and you know, of course, when you got a guy like Patrick Laine that you give time and space, he can find ways to just burn you. And even though in the past the Predators have done a good job limiting him, I mean, that doesn't mean you don't have to go and watch out for him again each and every time. And, you know, this is a particular matchup where you do wonder if it's going to be one of those that swings on one power play opportunity or one penalty kill opportunity. And the Predators, you know, their penalty kill unit has had some success lately. Of course, last game you had the shorthanded goal for Victor Arvidsson. It was a game where I thought you saw a lot more desperation from the Predators, and they really rose up to the challenge of who Washington was. And so I fully expect that to be the same tonight with the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, this is one you know they've had circled on the calendar for months and months, and they are always going to be looking for a chance to prove that they should have been able to beat Winnipeg last year, and they just may have let a little bit of focus slip in that game 7. So, yeah, this is going to be one of those games that it's going to feel, to me, a playoff ceiling, which is that every penalty that you take kind of has that pending dread to it, where you go, okay, hopefully this isn't the one that the other team gets the pot one and increase a lead or something of that nature.
This Jets top line, of course, led by Patrick Laine. Laine on the season, 25 goals. And Brandon, it's going to look very familiar to what Washington does. He loves to set up right in the Ovechkin spot. We might as well start calling it Ovechkin's office over there, the top of the left circle. He also has a lethal one-timer, very much like Alexander Ovechkin does. Last time these two teams played, it was a commitment to total team defense by all of these Nashville Predators. They were able to shut out Winnipeg 3-0, completely neutralizing the top players of the Winnipeg Jets. Brandon, we've seen the team be able to do this a couple of times before this season. How do they go about shutting down Winnipeg tonight? Haven't seen them since October 11th. Won't see this team again until March. So this is definitely a standalone heavyweight fight tonight.
Well, I do think they might have to switch some of their tactics, even against Washington. Although it's a great win, when you look at the scoreboard, they were a little bit loose at times, and there was plenty of moments where Washington probably should have scored, but they hit a post, or the puck just happened to bounce the right way for you, and it was a little bit too wild and loosey-goosey out there against Washington if you're going to be playing against Winnipeg, who, you know, they've they find ways to really buckle down, and they're pretty conservative in their offense, but they find ways, especially on the counter, to get down the ice and make you pay. So can't really give up the odd man rushes tonight. Have to, like you said, that total defensive mindset. The Predators have to be willing to sit back a little bit more than they normally do, and then once they do get offensive zone time, cycle the puck well. Don't give pucks away freely. Just be very detailed. That's the biggest thing for me tonight, is you have to be in a mindset of having a detailed game where, you know, you can't let the little moments bother you and lead to worse plays, but you also can't just rely on, okay, I can only make the safe play. There's going to be some risks out there, but it's a matter of when you take that risk, take that chance to create a scoring chance, are you doing the right things, the detailed things to get back and help defensively if needed? So it's a fine balance to walk, but the Predators do know how to walk it, and I think Laviolette is going to have this team very motivated and have that right mindset, and looking back at that tape from October of, okay, how do we go about attacking this team in the right way?
I think you're going to see a very focused Nashville Predators team tonight, understanding that this is a division rivalry and these 2 points are very important right now. If the Predators win tonight, they would tie Winnipeg for first place. Of course, Winnipeg has a couple games at hand, but that doesn't make much of a difference right now. They'd be tied in points on the season. Brandon, you and I have talked many times this season about how the Preds play up to competition, and now we have plenty of a body of evidence to support that. I went through and totaled up the victories and the losses for the Predators against the top two teams in each division this season. I came up with a record of 8-4-1, two of those four losses to the Calgary Flames. So the evidence right there that the Nashville Predators absolutely step up and focus when they have to. And let me just give you a couple of the highlights from this research. It was a 3-0 win versus Calgary, then a 3-0 win versus Winnipeg. They had a 4-1 win versus Vegas, a 4-1 win versus Tampa Bay, a 3-2 win versus Tampa Bay, and of course, they've beaten the defending Stanley Cup champions twice now, scoring 13 goals, and let's not forget what might be the shine game of the season, the 4-0 win in Toronto. 8-4-1 against the top teams in all of the divisions in the NHL. The Nashville Predators clearly get focused, get ready, and get up for the competition.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, that's great research by you. I would be curious, maybe you can tell me next time about what is their record against teams that are in the bottom two or three of each conference. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we've talked about before, and it's not something that fans like to hear of, you know, sometimes teams pace themselves, sometimes players pace themselves. 82 games is a long season. We've talked in years past about, you know, should they shorten the season, and playoffs take its toll. And so, you know, these players, a lot of times they want to get into the playoffs and they want to be able to be 100% for the playoffs, because that's when it gets really desperate hockey. But I do think that this is a team that they like to be able to measure themselves against some of the best. And so that way, in the back of their mind, they've got that confidence boost of, oh, we were able to beat this team, that team, the other team that was at the top of the standing. So even if we have a loss to Carolina that's ugly, we know we're okay, because we know we can find that game that we had against Tampa Bay twice, that kind of a thing. So it's going to be really interesting. But as you said, you know, they do tend to play up. And I think tonight is going to be one of those where we see the Predators that we really wanted to see. I mean, it should be just a carryover from the game against Washington. But at the same time, I think they're going to have to find a way to be a little bit defensively more responsible. I thought the Ekholm-Ellis pair and the Hamhuis-Weber third pair were really, really good. And I thought the Josi-Subban pair, they were good, but I wouldn't call them great. They're still finding their legs together. So that's going to be another interesting thing to watch as they continue to develop their time together and their chemistry to make it where they're actually an excellent defensive pair out there as well.
Looking forward to this heavyweight matchup tonight at Bridgestone Arena. The Winnipeg Jets 30-14-2, 62 points on the season. The Nashville Predators 28-16-4. That's 60 points on the season. The Preds 16 victories at home. Winnipeg 12 victories on the road, 8 losses. They can be vulnerable away from their home rink at times. The lethal offense at 160 goals on the season, a goal differential of plus 31, and they've won 3 in a row. The Nashville Predators going to have to focus and bring everything they've got tonight to get a victory over the division rival Winnipeg Jets and reclaim first place in the Central Division. Brandon, I appreciate this hockey conversation very much, and I will have that research for you the next time we talk, because I love digging into the numbers and finding all these interesting little facts. So we can find you on Twitter at Brandon_Felder, of course. And you are the OG of hockey coverage here on Nashville Sports Radio when it comes to Nashville Predators talk. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate all that you do and your hard work. And, yeah, it's always good to dig into the numbers and see if the eye test meets and the stats meet together. But tonight, it's going to be a lot of fun eye test to see because it's going to be a whale of a hockey game.
Brandon Felder right there. You heard from Mastrodamus in the second period. The Ultimate Predator is still getting you all fired up. Me, I'm your host and your captain, Crazy Charlie Sonny. And remember, you got the fire, you got the passion, you got the fury. You love Nashville Predators hockey. You love the sport of hockey in general. You're fired up about pucks. Well, then jump on in the trench because I know you are certified a renegade of puck. And you are always welcome right here on Predneck Nation Radio Live on game days at 5 a.m. Encore presentations at 6. And we absolutely love being a part of Nashville Sports Radio. So thank you so much to each and every one of you out there for listening. Give us a quick follow on Twitter. Give us a like on Facebook. And remember, in an on-demand world, because we know you are incredibly busy, we are always available to you through SoundCloud and through iTunes. For each and every one of the Renegades of Puck, this has been Predneck Nation Radio. We turn it over right now to Howlin' Mad Charlie Matos over at Vanderbilt Women's Basketball as they'll be taking on Auburn tonight. Jay Hinson, he's taking things away for us. He'll be producing that event. Absolutely great night of hockey here in Nashville. First place on the line in the Central. We'll be back Saturday morning, and we'll be talking about it. I'm your host and your captain, Crazy Charlie Sonny. Thank you so much for listening to Predneck Nation Radio.
Radio. 98.5, 9, 560, WNSR.